Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. What a pleasure to bring in another Northern California baseball player, Rowdy Tellez. Rowdy, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and we've talked to so many people from Northern California. You know, you look at Texas, you look at Florida, you look at Southern California, and you forget how many ball players come from Northern California, your area, Elk Grove High School. How do you explain it?
Well, I know that there's more Hall of Famers from Northern California than anywhere else. So, you know, I think we're just kind of a baseball hotbed. We kind of get overlooked, more of a blue-collar, you know, spread out up there. But, you know, my high school in particular, Elk Grove High School, has pushed out six major leaguers since 2011 when J.D. Davis graduated high school. So I think we're a hotbed. You know, we're a good team. We have good coaching staff throughout high school. But, you know, I think a lot of people sleep on Northern California.
Yeah, for sure. Dylan Carlson, of course, with the Cardinals. We've had him on the show, and his dad was your coach.
Yeah, Coach Carlson, Jeff Carlson, he was our coach. You know, I played with Dylan for 1 year. He was a freshman and I was a senior. You know, we cross paths 19 times a year playing in the Central together, so it's always good to see us when we come through. You get to see each other, everybody that we've all played with.
Logan Webb, of course, you'll see him with the Giants. You saw him as a kid as well.
Here and there, we played Rockland High School like once a year, twice a year. So I got to see him. He's a little bit younger than I am, I think. I think he's a year younger. Yeah, he's obviously blossomed into one of the top tier starters in the game, you know. So it's always good, and you always support those guys that come from your area.
Nice to have Rowdy Tellez with us. You mentioned another name, and he's a very interesting person. He's a new Giant, and that's J.D. Davis. And there were stories about him. He raised pigs. He was a football place kicker. He had a very interesting background. What do you remember about J.D. Davis?
We were pretty close through high school. He's 2 years older. He would drive me. We lived by each other. And we weren't actually supposed to go to Elk Grove. That wasn't our total. That wasn't our school. But we went there to play for Coach Carlson because he was the best in the area. And, you know, so me and J.D., spent a lot of time together my 2 years that I had him there, and obviously he's awesome, and I root for him every day, you know, and just want him to be the best that he can. So it's always awesome hearing when people talk about your former teammates.
Did you know about his hobbies, the pig hobby?
Yeah, we all had to do that. We all had something that we had to do. It was we all had to be in FFA to be over there. So he went a little further than I did. I only did it for 1 year that I was there. But, yeah, we all the guys that went there, we had to go a little different route to get into Elk Grove.
Okay. No, I didn't know that. What was your expertise?
I just was in the FFA. I didn't have to do an animal. That's what I was saying. He went a little further than I did. But I just did, you know, I was in the FFA classes, so like science and agriculture and all that. But it was – Elk Grove High School was awesome. It was a great school to go to.
I had no idea. All right, well, look, you're a big man. You got good power in the big leagues. And you look at him and you say, well, he must play for the 49ers. But how do you turn those skills into baseball?
It's the only sport I ever played. Never played another sport. Baseball was always my go-to. You know, so for me, it was just refining my ability. And, you know, I had a good support system coming up. So I think that's allowed me to be the best player I can be.
Describe yourself to me as a baseball hitter. What kind of a hitter are you?
You know, I do have a lot of power. I do have ability to drive the ball all over the yard. But, you know, I like to think that I'm a different type of power hitter, a guy that doesn't strike out a ton. You know, so I'm going to have my fair share of strikeouts, but I don't want to be the guy that strikes out 2-3 times a game. So, you know, I just want to be a guy that's able to put the bat on the ball when I can and have a good two-strike approach.
You know, there are home run hitters on your team, but you are the home run hitter on the team. How does that feel?
I wouldn't say I'm the home run hitter. You know, we got Willie Adames and Hunter Renfro, and we got guys that contribute up and down our lineup. You know, we just got to be consistent. So I think to say that I'm the home run hitter is a little bit of an overstatement. So, you know, I got a lot of guys in my lineup that help me out.
I'm known for overstatements. All right, you got me on that one. You do have a lot of other home run hitters. Rowdy Tellez with us. Looking at the Brewers a little bit, just the team itself and the race and all this, it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're a good team. You know, we had a good homestand, and I think we need to keep it going and roll it over into this road trip. You know, we got a tough race with the Cardinals, and we're tight in the wild card. So I think we just need to play our best baseball for as long as we can until the season ends.
Yeah. So as a kid, who did you root for as a kid?
San Francisco Giants. I grew up going to back then it was Pac Bell. Still call it Pac Bell to this day. Even when we play there this year, I was like, oh, we're all going to Pac Bell. You know, grew up watching JT Snow, Barry Bonds, Jeff Kent, Rich Aurelia, you know, all the guys. So I think for me, whenever I go back to San Fran, it's always a fun place to be.
How many tickets do you get hit for?
I'm pretty hard on people. When I come to San Francisco, I say, hey, like, I'm only leaving, I don't know, 10, 15 tickets.
Okay.
You know, like, if you didn't come watch me play in the minor leagues, I'm not going to leave you tickets, kind of how it is. That's a rule that someone taught me, was saying, you know, that's a good way to say it. It's like, if you didn't come watch me in the minor leagues, you're not going to get some tickets, so.
All right, I like it. You have good opinions. I like that. All right. You got drafted by the Blue Jays out of high school. Out of high school, right? Correct. And what was that like? What did you think? Had you ever been in Toronto before or anything like that?
No, never been to Toronto. You know, I was actually drafted by the guy that coached me through all my travel ball. D. Brown, he was the guy that coached me for years and years. So getting drafted by him was more than just like being drafted. Is a special moment for us as a family. You know, he's been there for me pretty much through everything in my baseball career, so it was a really special moment to have my name attached to his and his name attached to mine.
Good. So tell me, what kind of kid were you playing-wise? First base all the time, power hitter, I imagine, all the time?
Pretty much the same now. You know, nothing really changed. I think as I've gotten older, you just start to understand yourself a little bit more, but you know, as a kid, that's really what it was. You know, it was just about having fun and being the best I could.
How were you around the bag?
Offense or defensively?
Defense, yeah.
That was good. You know, like, I could always pick the ball really well. You know, I was always really good at picking the ball. And, you know, I just, again, try and focus on being the best I can, making sure if a ball's hit to me, it's not getting by.
All right. Well, there are a lot of first basemen, big men, too, who are good fielders. And the main thing about it, in my opinion, is when the ball is hit to you, catch it. You know, the range is not the critical thing, but to catch everything that's hit to you, that's the big deal for me. Two more questions for you. You did get traded as a young man from the Blue Jays over to the Brewers. How did that come about? What did you think?
You know, it was an opportunity for both teams to get what they wanted. And, you know, like I said, I never talk ill about the Blue Jays. It was my time to be traded, and I was traded to the Brewers, an organization that wanted me and was going to give me a chance. So forever grateful for both situations. You know, I love it here. I love being a Milwaukee Brewer. I love the fans. I love everything about Milwaukee. So I'm just really appreciative to be here.
I'm sure you are. You have a favorite day as a big leaguer, a favorite game, a favorite hit, a favorite something as a big leaguer? I know you get asked that question.
Yeah, there's quite a few, like some playoff home runs, you know, some first hits, first homer, but I think the one that I always look at is my first time playing in the Bay Area. We played in Oakland in 2019. My grandma was 100 years old, and she came out to Oakland and watched me play, and I got to hit a home run in front of her. So I think that was one of those moments that was special for me. You know, my grandma never got to do much. You know, just didn't grow up with a lot, and she didn't have a lot. My dad didn't have a lot, so having my grandma be able to watch me play was something that was really special.
Wow. Beautiful story. How'd you get the first name?
My grandma gave it to me before I was born, so had Rowdy for my whole life.
Well, it fits a ball player, I'll tell you that. It's a pleasure to have you on the show and get to know you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Marty Lurie here. Rowdy Tellez from the Brewers. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.